You're listening to Moon coming to you from CKW 95.9 FM.
Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of Astounding Science Fiction, bring you Dimension X. The civilization of the galaxy spread across 200 million worlds. The black void of base warmed with the ship of the Empire. But far off the trade route, almost forgotten, lay the dying planet Earth. A backwater in galactic culture. A place of exile. A pebble in the sky.
A land on Earth. On the one spot which I would have called civilized. A patch along the desolate heights of the Himalayas. Surrounded by the imperial governor of Earth.
Dr. Bill Everton of Sirius Sector. That's a familiar name.
Perhaps you've seen it in the Galactic Archaeological Journal.
Me? No, I'm a soldier, not a scientist. It was a newspaper article. You gave an interview about your expedition to Earth. I suppose you want to start digging. Whatever can you find on this miserable heap of rubble?
I don't consider Earth a miserable heap, my lord. It's absolutely unique in the galaxy.
Unique?
It's the only inhabited planet that is radioactive.
It's a big pen.
Yes, I know. But this planet is inhabited. Biologists have proved that on a radioactive world, high forms of life cannot develop.
The rest of the galaxy hates the Earthmen, and they return it with interest.
I don't think you understand. I'm not intolerant of anyone. That even includes Earthmen. My theory is that life on Earth originated before it was radioactive.
It's a story like that in the Earth lore of the ancients.
I know, I've read it.
I wouldn't admit that here if I were you, Dr. Everton. It's forbidden for outsiders to read it. The Earthmen get pretty vile about their religion.
Do you mean the Imperial Police power here is defective?
It is, in case of sacrilege. Well, now, what do you actually want to prove?
That man originated prehistoric times on Earth before space travel. And spread to the other planets.
What? Are you seriously suggesting that one time Earth was the only inhabited planet? And that man descended from Earth?
There's a chance it might be so.
You change your mind when you see that, Doctor. I'm not an anti-terrestrial, but as far as I can see, their lazy and ignorant generally inferior to us. I'm as liberal as the next man, but it's a fact. Once an Earthman, always an Earthman.
My book passage to the city of Chica on an airplane. My fellow passengers seemed ordinary enough.
I was conscious of being alone.
Could you tell me what's going on there?
Sure. You see that couple? They've been married 40 years. It's their anniversary.
Yes, sir. 40 years.
Hey, mother?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Just like it.
Hey, when are you folks scheduled for the 60?
In a month. 16th of November.
Well, I hope you have a nice day for it. My father reached 60 in a pouring rain. Kept complaining we were getting soaked. So I told him, what are you complaining about?
I've got to come back.
That's when I put you away. Euthanasia. It's a custom. Can't keep people young. It's all food. That's right, isn't it, Pop? Yes, sir. Mother's coming when I reach 60. She's not due for a month, but she thinks we might well go together. Yeah, that's the spirit. There's many a man living past 60. Sneaks stealing food from the next generation.
The guy should go when it's time.
Hey, where are you from?
I beg your pardon.
Asking all the questions.
Yes. Who are you? A spy? Where are you from?
I'm Abaddon from Baron. Sirius sector.
Oh, an outsider.
You don't go false. Did you hear that, mother? An outsider.
Earth treating me like an outcast. Earthman. When we left, I observed a human and animal subspecies in its native habitat. In this case, a large pot of a young Earth girl came up to me and asked questions.
My father, he's about five.
Where's Iris? I think he had a bronco.
I'm afraid I don't remember seeing anyone.
They followed me here.
Got to find. Are you in trouble, miss? No, it's nothing, sorry about that. Attention, please. What's that? All the way through to the door, kindly by the street exit. This door has been evacuated by radiation fever. What's all this about?
How am I going to get up here?
Haven't you got one?
Yes, because my name is... Come on.
But you don't know me.
I don't know anybody here.
But you're an interesting species. First person. This way.
Stand right there. Look here, officer.
Are you with her?
Yes, but you better find out why.
Later. Stand over there.
Next. Come on.
What about now?
Are you afraid of them?
Don't worry about the outsiders.
I'll handle them.
Don't lie.
Look.
We'll see.
Here they are.
You, God!
Yes, I'm Lieutenant Cloudy, Imperial Garrison.
Who's got the field?
If it please your honor, I'll take over.
You, what's your name? Speak up, squaw.
Paula Sheckerton.
Your registration papers?
Here you are, sir.
Thank you. All right, now. Pick them up.
Go on.
What did you say?
If you please, this man has nothing to do with me.
I never saw him before.
What did you say?
I don't like the way you treat women.
And where have you been brought up?
Here's lesson number one.
Are you...
I am! But no!
Sergeant Neuronic Whip Whip.
Oh, no, oh, no, no.
Yes, sir.
You're all right now.
What happened?
They gave you full power
in
your own way.
Where are we?
The military base. Oh, you should.
Is that?
Well, Dr. Avada, we seem to have had an unpleasant time this afternoon.
Unpleasant? I should put it stronger, Colonel.
As a free citizen of the Empire, I have every right to resent such illegal treatment.
I consider the whole incident unfortunate, Doctor. Don't you think it would be best to get the whole matter?
I think not. I haven't been in a week with the procurator.
Procurator?
What do you intend doing with the checked?
What would you suggest, sir? I had...
Free her immediately. And offer her your apologies.
Of course. If the young lady will accept my sincere regrets, I will give the order for your release immediately.
They just turned us loose.
Of course.
You must be very important. I never heard of the outside as being that polite to an earth man before.
I'm an archaeologist on the outside.
Then you stood up to the soldiers because you knew it was safe all along. And I thought, I should have known.
Hola. Does my not being an earth man make any difference from five minutes ago?
You might have told me, sir.
If you don't mind. Don't call me, sir. Don't be like the rest of them.
Like the rest of whom, sir? The rest of the disgusting animals that live on earth?
Please.
If you'll excuse me, sir, I'll leave.
No, wait. Hola. Listen to me. Hola.
I had access to the garrison files, and to satisfy my curiosity, I indexed Holoshecht.
Her father was a Dr. Mikhail Schecht, biologist. And against his name was a black star with a notation, condemned in absentia. Charge, evading the 60. That's why she was afraid. So I sent a note asking her to meet me in the North Park after dark.
Over here.
Sit down. Oh, I want you to understand.
I understand. I've seen your father's record.
You're a bad. I looked into it.
There doesn't seem to be much to be done about the 660.
Who is it? It's not for my father. It's for the whole galaxy.
What is it?
Earth is going to revolt.
No.
All of it? Oh, don't laugh.
The galaxy has a volume of several million cubic light years. It contains 200 million inhabited planets. Earth has a population of only 20 million. And no resources. What can Earth do?
I don't know, but my father does. He's told me that Earth knows a way by which it can wipe out all our life. Wait. Listen. Someone coming. Park Patrol!
Quick, kiss me!
Don't kiss me! Who's suspending anything?
Oh, yes, of course.
Dr. Avadan, this is a pleasure. I have read your articles in the journal. It is hard to get copies. Our neighbors don't care to trade with Earth. It's part of a nearly insoluble problem of anti-terrestrialism. No one seems to want a solution. Earthmen and outsiders alike?
Oh, no, that is not true. There is a way of preserving our culture and giving its equals in a larger society.
But the zealots don't think so.
The zealots? Yes. They rule Earth now. They are a small minority, but they have power.
They have bands.
They plan the revolt, Olatol told me? Yes.
Why didn't you report this to the Imperial garrison?
The society of Earth ancients have guarded me too well.
Besides, they had a hold on me.
I am 62. You know the customs of Earth.
The 60 years.
They allowed me to live on. The price was silence about the weapon.
You agreed to this?
I wanted to live.
What is this weapon?
You are aware of Earth's peculiar environment.
The radioactivity?
Yes.
Over the years, we Earthmen have built up certain immunities to radiation burns. But it's a minute difference.
I measured it experimentally.
But, Doctor, human life is not the only form affected by radiation and mutation.
There is microscopic life.
Bacteria, viruses.
We have been searching out such a virus.
One to which Earthmen have developed a high degree of immunity.
But not outsiders.
You mean a particular disease?
Yes, common fever.
It is a mild children's disease here. Like chickenpox or German measles.
But to outsiders, it is radiation fever. Symptoms develop in two hours.
Lips are so badly affected that the victim cannot talk.
And in two days, he dies.
They've isolated this virus?
Tons of it in crystalline form.
And they plan to loosen the galaxy by means of guided missiles.
Then frightened refugees carry the disease across space. Billions will die.
You're sure about this? You have proof?
I worked on the project.
We've got to get up to the procurator. I can catch the evening plane.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Open up. There should have been an alarm.
We've got to get out. Is there a bell?
What's the meaning of this?
I'm a galactic citizen. You've got no right to detain me without legal authority.
I am Morcus, the High Minister of Earth. I always look after distinguished visitors personally.
To the Hall of Corrections.
You can't do this.
When the procurator will hear nothing until it is too late.
The guided missiles will be fired tonight at 12.
God, if they make a false move...
Coming down the street. Imperial Road.
Do what I say.
Scream.
Go ahead.
Hold it. They're outside.
That's the Imperial Patrol.
What's going on here?
Good morning, Sergeant.
Sir? Earthy?
You don't understand. I'm Morcus, the Lord High Minister of Earth.
Listen, who you are. What's going on?
Yes, we've arrested these people.
What charge?
Blasphemy.
All right, get moving.
Sergeant.
What do you want, I'm a galactic citizen.
I demand the right...
You?
May we proceed, sir.
Listen, Sergeant. I've something more to say to you.
What?
This.
No Earthy is going to get away with this.
Guess what, Kirk?
But Sergeant, I'm the Lord.
Tell me about the Imperial barracks.
Now move, all of you.
Before I give you a shot of a whip.
I tell you, I'm a citizen of the Empire. I can prove it.
You'll get into a lot of trouble if you don't believe me.
I'll admit no Earthy would ask my face.
The only way I could get to the garrison. I insist on seeing the officer of the day.
I sent for him.
You better have a good story.
Attention!
Eddie.
Which one of you claims the citizen of the Empire?
I am.
There's one from the store.
You, eh? The smart mouth broke my arm. Well.
I've got to see the Colonel.
Now, I can hardly do that unless it's important.
It is important. It's life and death of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Come here. Closer. Too bad.
Save you for the Colonel.
What?
He'll see you at 5:30. His orders.
You knew all along.
Sure. Come on, Earth lover.
The man you're accusing is Prime Minister Perret.
I know, I have proof.
Well?
I can only speak to the procurator. You've got contact.
There are channels, Dr. Everett.
We haven't time for channels. I have the details of the plot. You've got to let me speak to the procurator.
I've already advised your arrest. He's flying in. You'd better be able to prove what you say. If you don't, we'll have to hand you back to the native authorities. And their courts are notoriously savage.
His Excellency, the High Minister for Earth.
Hello, this man is behind the whole plot.
Is he?
There's no time to lose. I've explained to you about the virus. They're shooting off the guided missile to 12. You've got to take action.
Well, Your Excellency. My lord, this man has any evidence.
You admitted it this afternoon.
You have witnesses to that.
Ask Dr. Scheck. He worked on the virus.
I wouldn't say that Scheck lied, my lord, but he is a criminal wanted for evading the 60, and some men would invent any story to avoid death.
But that time is midnight. You've got to bomb those couples where the launching sites are.
Perhaps I can explain. According to my information, Dr. Abaddon seems to have succumbed to a certain Earth girl, the daughter of the unfortunate Dr. Scheck.
Is this true?
What does that have to do with it? There isn't any time.
Dr. Abaddon, are you in love with that girl?
Yes. Will you listen?
I don't think we need to do this any further. Your Excellency, I shall order your release and apology.
No, Dr. Abaddon, I can hardly believe a degenerate fraternizes with Earth women.
You scum, you pot-bellied...
I warn you, Abaddon, you're in trouble enough.
I'm in trouble.
You fool, you stupid, blind, bigoted fool. You're destroying the galaxy. You're murdering them all.
But before I die, I'll have the measure of smashing your fat oily face in the...
Go! Go!
Whip!
Belle,
are you all right?
What time is it? 1:30.
Past the deadline.
It's all over.
Release the hive minister with an apology.
We're paying all the rest of it. Paying for centuries of intolerance.
Oh, Belle.
Look out there.
Through the bars.
The night sky. Pinpoints of light. The doomed.
Oh, Belle.
I was just thinking. I came to Earth to prove a theory that man started here. At once prehistoric times, Earth was the only populated world of the galaxy. It's funny. Now it would be that way again. Man living only on Earth. He'll forget the science. The machinery of the Empire. He'll forget the stars. There will be only Earth.
alone in the universe. A pebble in the sky.
The children of tomorrow will play with toys. But what will those toys be like? An ordinary clerk in an ordinary job finds a terrifying answer to that question next week as Dimension X brings you Child Play.
Dimension X is transcribed weekly by Marshall Broadcast Company, cooperation with Reese Smith, publishers of the magazine, Astounding Science Fiction. Today, Dimension X presents Pebble in the Sky, dramatized by Radio by Ernest Canoy, featuring the cast were Santa Ortega, Cyber Don, and Susan Douglas as Polar. Your host was Norman Rose, music by Burt Berman, and directed by Edward King.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join the chase.
Fox, hawk, and sparrow, cat, and mouse.
We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase?
Yes.
No.
Good. Come and see me at once. To a night, comrade?
But I...
Very well. 20 minutes. I'll be there.
Who was it, Henry?
Ken.
What does he want?
She wishes to see me. It's urgent.
Have you spoken to anyone? The way you just spoke to me, Andre?
No, Professor. But something is happening. I don't like the looks of it. Will you remain here?
No, I will return to my own apartment.
Then I'll see you there. My boy.
Take care, no need to warn me, old friend.
I have been a dutiful member of the firm for many years. I will be very careful, I assure you. They will never get Andrei Provish following the others through the window. In my immediate area. A man with the mind of a hyena at the height of a horse and the face of a pig. His office was a gigantic room turned into the most lavish bourgeois manner. It always reminded me of something I read once in the West. They wrote that we in the party are all equal. Only some are more equal than others. Comrade Plotkin?
Comrade Provish, come in, please.
Cigarette? No, thank you. American cigarettes, naturally.
Unfortunately, the best tobacco is produced by the bourgeois democracies, along with the tastiest food and the most attractive women.
I get very tired of our athletic female comrades, their power muscles and inflexible minds.
A bit of love would be welcome from time to time.
That sounds suspiciously like satisfaction, comrade.
Don't be ridiculous. I was merely being facetious.
Of course. Now, why is it cold here, Comrade Plotkin?
I have a new assignment for you, Andrei.
In the West?
Pay your own, one thing you enjoy working in the democracies. A true party member should find the naughtiest sacrifice.
I do, I assure you.
When you should appreciate the assignment, Brad. It can be another brand in Budapest.
What is it?
A simple matter of getting rid of this intellectual.
Professor Kolchek.
You know him?
Yes, everyone heard of the professor.
Everyone has heard too much of Professor Provish. That is why we want him out of the way. He was always a middle-class intellectual, social pedagogue, dangerous ideas. Up to now, we have tolerated him, for he has sentimental friends. He has those friends no longer, however, and he must go.
But what, comrade?
I was just thinking of age. What is this got to do with it? He is an enemy of the state enough. He is a proponent of dangerous and terrible revolutionary ideas.
Because he believes freedom of expression?
What did you say?
I said because he believes freedom of expression naturally is most dangerous.
Andrei, as an old friend and comrade, I must warn you. Your behavior of late in less than exemplary, there is talk about you. No talk is true, but it is disturbing, nevertheless.
You forget, comrade, that I have learned my muscle, and that I learned part of the discipline while you were swabbing three tears.
Be careful how you use.
One of my assignments may be marked with your name.
You dare talk to a superior like that?
There are no superiors in the cause, comrade. Have you forgotten?
You have your assignment, Provish.
I have.
Carry it out. Bring me a proof of 24 hours. You understand?
I'll bring you his head, comrade, on a silver platter for lunch tomorrow. Come to that. They wanted me to rid them of Kolchek, my most trusted friend.
And for what?
What had he done? I was sure now that the time had come. I had to break fast. I would be next. This situation was intolerable. And I was getting out of it. I had to warn Kolchek. Those were my orders, sir. You must leave the country at once.
Thank you.
I go with you.
But where? How can we see?
Smart, I too am smart. And in their own way, Professor. I know every move they will make before they make it. I played the hound too long myself.
I will make them trick my maneuver.
We'll see what happens when spies hunt for spies.
From Russia, we will go south through Stalingrad and onto Turkey.
If that is feasible, we'll travel to Siberia and China to Hong Kong.
I will forge necessary documents on many times.
Professor, how much money do you have?
Not so much.
I have British pounds and American dollars.
We can get a premium on the black market.
But we need more.
Sonia will have some.
Sonia Pavlovich? Your sister?
Yes, I will see her immediately.
And... Tell her everything?
Professor loves me.
Even the Kremlin magician found no way to transform love into deception.
No, pack your things and meet me at the railway station.
In exactly one hour, we'll be in Budapest.
Give me a day to visit.
That means 24 hours legal before they begin to check.
And remember, from now on, our lives depend on every move we make.
I'm sure of it.
No matter how sheltered about my escape,
there was still a debt of gratitude and sense which he owed me,
and which I now hope for less.
Andrei, my darling, I am so glad you've come tonight. Really, Andrei, I have read something in the papers.
What is happening to people? Sonia, there isn't. I won't tell you. Late. For some reason. Oh, Sonia, what is it that disturbs you so? What have you read? You know about Trojan?
He was accused of the last night. Of what? Dissemination of false democratic propaganda. Isn't it horrible, my man? You mean horrible? Of course not. Horrible, especially the way he lied about my leader. That is who put question in. If I have my voice... He only thought of an opinion in regard to war and energy. He merely suggested that... He had had a few mistakes.
If I were in Moscow, I would go to execution myself. Happily. Suppose I were to be part of the line, Sonia. How would you feel then?
I would defend your execution, Andrei. You are getting bored. Just forget about Russia. Only the world are interested in now.
Yes, of course.
What was it you wanted to tell me for?
You seem to have something on your mind.
It was nothing. Forget it.
Sonia, they had a human from a woman to a robot.
I could eat, and I would have no help from that direction. 5 minutes later, I made some in my teeth and left half out, promising to return in the morning.
I went home by around the blue roof and entered my apartment through the rear. It was very lucky I came under caution, for as I crossed the kitchen,
I heard a voice in my sitting room,
a familiar voice, talking to someone on the telephone.
Yes, I'm in his apartment. He should return very shortly. I will take care of it. Yes, naturally, he must be allowed to leave.
You will be found in the morning, sir, and that has been to the victim who has fallen through the window.
I turned quickly and left the door without a sound, then hurried over to the record. It was now or never for both of us.
You were there? In your apartment?
Yes.
Then we are lost.
No.
Well, Fräulein.
Yes, I know many others, but they can eliminate what can do with me now.
You.
You would shoot me in cold blood.
Why not? Wasn't I supposed to execute with Vinette?
But this is human problem.
You talk about humanity. How many people did you put alive to your amusement?
Look, release me as I would say you will. I have money, gold,
and as they put some comrade in the regime, collapse
it all, Andre, but don't kill me, don't.
I am hearing the end of diary now. Fortune is lying on the floor, side by deck. Looking for all the world like a dead fish out of water. My papers are in order, and I'm ready to make my final dash across the line. All I'm waiting for is my old friend. Ah, he's here. He's coming in the door. But... He has a gun in his hand. A gun. He's pointing at me.
Me. Professor, you are one of them.
You are clever about everything, Harry, but me.
I wonder why all my moves were checkmated.
You were in my apartment in Budapest.
If you had made the attempt, I would prepare to stop you and testify to your loyalty. What do you know about loyalty? You and all the rest of the people, your comrades, you would knife your own brothers with the hand in the wound they gave the order.
You have every time to wait in the preaching. For years, people believed they were pretending to be the last of the free intellectuals, the secret lovers of democracy, the men who would fight for freedom with the last drop of blood.
But underneath it all, you are one of the inner circle with the morals of a snake.
You have your choice, Andre, the window or a bullet in the head.
Which you can use for fur, right now. They win, though. Good enough, Chuck. Then move with Professor. Knock by myself, Coach. I'll take the window. Yes, we'll go get him, comrade. In the animal world, there is a hunter and a hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and feral, cat and marmot. We, the Tusmo species, have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of our hounds or fox